Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Ryan McPherson. Today is Tuesday, the 13th day of October, 2015. It's my distinct pleasure to introduce three great guests that we have in studio with us today, talking particularly about mobility and Mobility Live here in Atlanta, an event coming up. So first, let's just say hello to Chris Huff, VP Engineering of the Weather Channel. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So thank you for joining us in a little organization called the Weather Channel. Is that right?
That's correct.
How long have you been over there?
I've been there about 4 years now.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to hearing about that in more detail and how you're out there changing the world of mobility and mobility apps. Also joining us in the studio is Chris Huff, VP, Brad Culp, Senior Vice President of WNA. I'll get it right one of these days.
Well, just get it out of the way. Yeah. Get it out of your system.
Right.
It'll be good.
Yeah. So so you are Senior Vice President WNA, and what are you doing for folks out there?
Well, WNA helps clients get their projects done and their big programs. So on time, on budget, on spec, no surprises. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do.
Very good. We'll look forward to hearing more about that. So both you guys, just stay right there and stay tuned as we now turn our attention to Hillary Champagne, Director of Mobility, Industry Expansion, Economic Development for the Metro Atlanta Chamber. How are you doing, Hillary?
Good. How are you?
I am great. And so you are now in that role over there. How long have you been in that role?
I've been at the Chamber for just over 2 years. I started doing events on our economic development team and started working with the mobile group over there about a year and a half ago.
Okay, so a couple of years. Have you always been in the mobility space?
No, I actually haven't. My background's in event planning. So when I came to the Chamber originally, I got to work with our whole economic development group with all of the industry clusters, and then there was a particular need to work with the mobile space over there. So I got to jump in and really been learning a lot over the past year.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around the mobility and the Metro Chamber. How do they come together, and what kind of mobility services are they providing for people?
Yeah, so I'm on the economic development team, and we focus on attracting investment to the region. So growing jobs, helping companies that are here expand and grow, and then showcasing to companies outside of Atlanta why they might want to do business here. And we focus on a couple of different industries in particular. Bioscience and health IT, supply chain and advanced manufacturing, technology. There's a lot going on with fintech and cybersecurity here in the region, and then mobile. Mm-hmm. So I focus on mobile and work with the business community here to make sure that we're building up that ecosystem so that people want to do business here.
Yeah, all those workspaces you just described are huge and growing here in the Atlanta area. We
Absolutely.
See it week after week here in the Business Radio X studios. So that must be hard for you to stay ahead of the cutting edge over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's constantly evolving. So, you know, there's always something to learn. And like I said, I was somewhat new to the industry. Mm-hmm. I still am somewhat new to the industry. So it's been very interesting. But luckily, we get to work with some of the best businesses in Atlanta. So I've got some good people to learn from.
Yeah, no doubt. There is a whole plethora. So the Metro Atlanta Chamber, and you have an event coming up October 28th and 29th.
We do. It's our third annual Mobility Live event. So we, like I said, we got the business community in the mobile space together about 3 years ago and put together something called the Mobility Task Force, and it's made up of executives from some of the largest companies around town. It's chaired by AT&T Mobility and the Weather Channel. Chris is actually one of our co-chairs for our council that does all the work for the task force. And about 3 years ago, we decided that we needed an event that really showcased everything that we have to offer here when it comes to mobile. So we've got the universities here churning out students for careers in mobile and wireless technology. We've got the incubators and accelerators like Atlanta Tech Village, the ATDC, and we've got the small and medium-sized businesses, and we've got the big, you know, AT&Ts of the world here in Atlanta. So we put together this event called Mobility Live. Mm-hmm. So we're now in our third year, and it's, you know, the first year we had 450 people. This year we're expecting over 1,000. So I think it's going to be a really great event.
Yeah, tell us a little more what people can expect when they're down there at the event. It's 2 days worth of activities for them. What can they expect when they're there at the Congress
Center? It's 2 days at the Georgia World Congress Center. So we're going to have everyone in one venue again. We tried a different format last year and had people walking around Midtown, but we're going to bring everyone back together over there by the chamber, actually, right across the street. We've got three different tracks. One is the Internet of Things. The second is consumer wearables and vehicle. And the third is leading disruptors. We have some great speakers lined up. We have Eddie Q, who's the Senior Vice President of Internet Software and Services at Apple, coming. He's going to be doing a fireside chat with Glenn Lurie, who's the President and CEO of AT&T Mobility. So I don't know how much you guys know about Apple, but apparently they do not speak too often. So we're pretty happy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, people who follow Apple know that he's one of the right-hand men for Tim, and that'll be great to have him here in Atlanta speaking.
Yeah, very good. So do you know what day and time he'll be speaking?
Yeah, so he's going to be the second day, October 29th, and they'll be on from 9 to 11 a.m.
And so if people want to sign up and get tickets, how would they do so?
You go to www.mobilitylive.org, and you can just click on the register tab right there, and it'll take you to the sign-up page. I definitely encourage people to register as soon as you can, because you know there is a definite possibility that we could sell out. So.
Yeah, certainly. Go to the website, get signed up, get in line to see those great speakers. Outside of the guy from Apple, any other high-profile speakers or other things going on those 2 days that people should not miss?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a great fireside chat with David Cummings, who's the founder of Atlanta Tech Village, and a gentleman named Charles Curran from Qualcomm Ventures. We'll be talking about innovation and the kind of investor climate here in Atlanta. We have Chris actually speaking from the weather company, and he'll be speaking with someone from IBM. So we're excited to have them on board. And we also have a great sports panel on the first day at the end of the day, October 28th, with Jared Miller, who's the CTO of the Falcons, and a few other folks, actually someone from the NFL, talking about the new stadium here.
Wow. So it sounds like a really, you know, all-star list of guest speakers and events going on of those 2 days. So people can expect to just be fully engaged down there at the World Congress Center, October 28th and 29th.
Yep, it'll be great. So I hope to see all you there.
Definitely. And so this is something you've been planning all year.
Yes.
And looking forward to a good turnout. So Mobility Live is something that people can get involved with, whether they're a fan of the industry or they're involved in that space themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I mean, we're welcoming really everyone in the whole mobile ecosystem here. So if you're a student, if you're a teacher, if you're, you know, someone who's interested in starting up a new company, an entrepreneur, or, you know, if you're an executive, we'll really have that whole group there.
Excellent. And I see that GSMA is back for a second year for a mobile 360 event. Tell us about that, please.
That's right. So GSMA puts on, arguably, I think you could probably, we all agree, it's the largest mobile event every single year in Barcelona, called Mobile World Congress. I think last year they had over 96,000 attendees. So a huge group, and they work with, you know, all of the AT&Ts of the world, the Verizon, the carriers there and the groups that work with them. So they've got a great following and a great reputation in the industry. And last year they chose Atlanta out of all of the cities in North America to host their first Mobile 360 North American event. They only did four of these regional events, and Atlanta was the one chosen for North America. So it was a pretty big deal. They're coming back here for their second year in a row, about 300. It's more of a global audience there. So they'll be here, and we're doing a joint kickoff keynote with them October 28th from 9 to 11, and then we'll also have a joint reception that evening. So a nice chance to really get the two different audiences together and let them interact and mingle.
Yeah, very true. And we have heard here at Business Radio X of the mobile conference there in Barcelona every year. We would love to go and have a presence there because, you know, we just think that's a great space to be in, and that attendee, it's probably one of the largest conferences of any kind in the entire planet.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable to go. I know these two guys, I think, have both been before, but I actually spoke with Stone from your team about going. We have a Mobile Atlanta Pavilion there. We've been going as the chamber for 4 years now, and we're going back for our second year to have an expo space there. So we've got 24 square meters, I believe, and one of the biggest halls there, and we're going to be showcasing Atlanta companies.
That is so cool.
Excited to be going back.
Yeah, I'm born and raised right here in Atlanta. I've moved away a few times, but always come back, and I'm just proud of this city and how it's growing and how we are now recognized as an international city and can have a presence like that over in Europe, and people know Atlanta as one of those type cities.
Yeah, when we went last year, I think there were something like 36 companies that were from the region there. So it was kind of, it was nice to see every year that we go, there's a growing presence there from Atlanta.
Very cool. So Mobility Live, what's next after that for you, the chamber, or anything else coming up?
Yeah, well, we have, as I mentioned earlier, this task force that we put together from the executives in the region. We have several different working groups that we have events and programs going on throughout the year. And I know Brad will talk a little bit more about one of those in just a minute. But yeah, like I said, we'll be going to Barcelona. So we'll be working with some Atlanta companies. That's February 22nd through 25th. So if you guys know of any Atlanta mobile companies, tech companies that want to be represented there, you know, the more the merrier. We want to get everyone together. So we'll be really working on our presence there pretty much right after Mobility Live.
Yeah, so the work doesn't stop for you.
No.
No, it's on to another project, another goal to conquer for yourself there. So, but we certainly do wish much success for you and the Chamber and everyone attending the Mobility Live event coming up later this month down at the Georgia World Congress Center. Again, remind our listeners how they can find out more information about yourself or the event.
Yep, it's the website for the event, and you can find all of the details there, all of the speakers, the agenda, and all that good stuff, www.mobilitylive.org. And then my email is hchampagne@macoc.com. So if anyone has any questions or wants to get involved in any way, please feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to talk to you.
Definitely. Hillary Champagne, Director of Mobility Industry Expansion for the Metro Atlanta Chamber. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on the program.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. And please stick around as we continue this conversation. Now we turn our attention to Chris Huff, VP of Engineering at the Weather Channel. So how long have you been there? I think you mentioned a minute ago, a couple years?
Yeah, 4 years now.
4 years.
4 years now.
And that's got to be a busy kind of work schedule for you, keeping that platform going. The Weather Channel app is hugely successful and popular for folks on their mobile device.
Yeah, it's a top downloaded app, and that's one of the reasons that attracted me to the Weather Channel. It's certainly a top priority for our business and is a huge growth driver for our company. The Weather Channel app is the number 7 all-time downloaded app on the iTunes store. It's a top downloaded app in the Google Play store as well. So we get hundreds of millions of visits every day, every week, every month. So it definitely keeps me busy.
Yeah, the Weather Channel is the authority when it comes to weather here in Atlanta or nationally or globally for that matter. And again, as a proud Atlantan myself, proud to know that Weather Channel calls Atlanta home as well. How do you feel about the mobile space as a whole here in the Atlanta area?
It's exciting. And just to add on to the Mobility Live, one of the things that's going on there is we're actually doing a hackback in partnership with TAG. They're actually going to lead a hackback, which is a hackathon. For those who don't know that what that is, it's really an opportunity for engineers and developers to hack around an idea. It allows for disruption, allows for productivity that's kind of unbounded. And so the hackback is a way that they can use some of that powerful engineering talent to give back to the community. So this year there's going to be 3 charities that will be supported. One of them is Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And so it'll be exciting. That will all culminate in the first day of Mobility Live, where we'll actually see the judging and the winners announced during that afternoon. So really exciting. But mobility in Atlanta is fantastic. It's a reason why I joined the Chamber Initiative, the Mobility Task Force, and the Leadership Committee, is because the ecosystem here it was largely untapped a few years ago. When you think about Atlanta and the talent we have here, we have, you know, Georgia Tech right in our backyard. You know, Silicon Valley doesn't have that caliber of an institution, a technical college or technical university, sitting right there next to the businesses and the startups. The other thing is Atlanta has more Fortune 500 companies than Silicon Valley. And so unfortunately, a lot of these brilliant technology students were leaving tech and leaving the local universities to go out west because that's where the money was. So one of the things we did early on was started what we called is corporate angel program, where we were trying to really encourage investment, encourage participation in the startup culture. And so a lot of that has come, and you've seen over the last few years, a lot of startup, a lot of incubators starting to land here in Atlanta and a lot of investment. But before that, we wanted to leverage the Fortune 500 companies here and introduce them and partner them with the local startups. So that's been cool to see. We have fast pitch events where the startups come and get to present in front of executives from Atlanta. And that's been fantastic. There's been a lot of great stories coming out of that as well.
Right on. And so, yeah, the startup culture, the mobile culture here in Atlanta, it's all growing and it's on fire. It seems like every week, every month, there's something new, an event or a new company coming to market. So I'm just glad to see it growing so much. And again, back to your comment about the app, the Weather Channel app being one of the most downloaded apps out there. What are some of the challenges to kind of keeping that in track and on pace to continue to grow?
Yeah, for my team, it's difficult. We have to have pretty solid processes in place, a fantastic QA process, an engineering team that is top caliber. Anytime we put a new feature out there, it gets millions and millions of hits every day. And so if we have an interface wrong, we have an API that's coded incorrectly, it can literally cause slowdowns, cause massive cost on our back end. And it's, and at worst case, it could cause a failure. So with our scale, we have to be very cautious in how we deploy things. But at the same time, in mobile, you cannot be slow and you cannot be waiting on things to be perfect. You've got to move fast. And so combining those two things has been a challenge, but really is, a fun challenge for the engineers and something that we like to think we can rise to the challenge of every day.
But it takes a team of people to make that happen.
Absolutely.
How many people on your team over there?
We've got about 40 folks that are engaged in
quite
mobile.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So constantly working day in and day out, just give you the latest, greatest, most up-to-date app there is. What about when, Apple changes their operating system and such? How does that throw you a curveball?
Yeah. iOS 9 came out in September 16th. I know that day well. it is always a challenge because you've got to understand what is known in the space and also Apple has the same challenges, and they're always trying to please customers in new and different ways and trying to surprise the industry with things. And so trying to keep up with that is a full-time job for sure. And one that we take to heart and try to get on the leading edge of. So when iOS 9 came out, we were the first to deploy the same day that it came out an Apple Watch. So one of the cool things that Apple did this year was delivered a native OS on the watch OS, and we deployed our app on day one for that. And that was a pretty cool event. So we have, they don't publish stats on that, but we're getting a lot of usage from our watch. So that's, it's been exciting to see.
Excellent. And so what are some of the biggest mistakes you find young companies out there making when trying to adopt a mobile development?
Yeah, a lot of companies that I talk to, they want to dabble in mobile. And so there's a few mistakes that they tend to make. One is they assume because mobile is small that the dev effort is small, and it just is not. Mobile sites are it's native software. So just like you're building something that's deployed on your customer's device. And so you have to take great care when you do that, and how you manage the data and how efficient that application is. And a lot of these applications are feature rich. And so, no, it's not as big as a website, but they have to be performant. And one of the things that Apple has done tremendously well is raise the bar in quality. It's not just, hey, do you have your data? Do you have an app out there that can do something? It's got to do it well. It has to do it with high performance. And so those efforts, the quality bar is very high. So to participate in the mobile industry and to compete against some stiff competition, you have to be willing to make those investments.
Understood. And here at Business Radio X, people say to us all the time, you need an app for your programming here. But our websites are very mobile friendly. So if we got that going for us, is there a reason why we should even develop an app?
No, and that's what I've always told companies that aren't willing to or don't have the investment to go really, deploy a team against mobile. It's what you can't really take a web dev team and turn them into a native app team. The skill sets, while they're similar, it's a very different technology. And so if you have a mobile responsive site, that is the best starting point because mm-hmm. people are going to try to find you. If they're doing a Google search or if they're doing a search online, they're going to come to your site. And if it's mobile friendly, a lot of times that's all they need. So it depends on what business problem you're trying to solve. But a lot of times the first best step is a mobile friendly website.
Great advice. It sounds like we're on the right track here because we do believe people are accessing Business Radio X content more regularly on their mobile devices as opposed to the car radio where they listen to the regular radio there can't be heard under a bridge, where you can hear Business Radio X all around the world on the internet. Let's talk about Mobility Live, your involvement. You're a part of the speaking team out there. You got your speech prepared already?
We're just talking about this.
We're going to go with yes.
Okay.
Yes, already.
Right. And what other things? Are you going to be attending the event? Kind of networking as well? What are you looking forward to for Mobility Live?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I have an Apple team. I have a director over our Apple products, and they were super excited to see that Eddie Koo's going to be there. We power weather for Apple, and so their native weather app is in Siri. Weather search is all powered by our data. And so, you know, folks like Eddie Koo are super important to not just our company, but when you think about it, the industry at large. Apple is still a market maker for these devices. And so it's always fantastic to hear firsthand what they're going to have, what they're going to offer, what their direction is for technology. So my team is going to be there. We're going to be participating in some of the internship programs. So if you're a college student and looking for an internship, attend that event. It's fantastic and a good place to meet some companies.
And you're also part of the Leadership Council down there. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, so I participate in the Mobility Leadership Council. I could share that with Mike Zito with AT&T. It's been fantastic. I think Hillary and the team at Metro Atlanta Chamber have done a terrific job in just investing in the community. And like I said earlier, it's just the ecosystem here in Atlanta was so fantastic but untapped. And so it's really been low-hanging fruit to bring that together. Every quarter we meet and we have a room filled with 50, 70 people that are just top leaders in Atlanta. And it is tremendous to see that.
Yeah, it's nice to see everyone come out and really, really care about building up the ecosystem here. They come and they want to get their hands dirty and see what we can do.
Well, why is that? Are they because they care about their competitors, or are they care about their colleagues, or just care about Atlanta and the business growth that we're seeing as a whole?
I think it's Atlanta and the business growth. I think that we have had some great leadership from the mobile community. We've had, you know, Ralph De La Vega was one of our chairs for our mobility task force when it first started. Mm-hmm. Then we had Glenn Lurie take over from the AT&T team, and the Weather Channel has jumped in, you know, with both feet. Mm-hmm. Cameron Clayton and Chris right here, they've been wonderful. And just, you know, just having all of those people there in a room really caring, I think it's contagious with some of the other companies, and it's really helped catch on.
That's great to hear, and thank you for sharing. Chris Huff, Vice President, Engineering, the Weather Channel, also on the Leadership Council there at Mobility Live. If people want to find out more about you or the good work you're doing at the Weather Channel, how would they do so?
Yeah, you can reach me at the Weather Channel or follow me on Twitter at CP Huff.
Right. And also, if you want to follow the Weather Channel on Facebook, go ahead and do that as well. The Weather Channel is the number 2 all-time downloaded app on the iPad and number 7 all-time downloaded app on the iPhone. So not much room to grow there, but you're certainly doing good things to maintain that good stuff there. So thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to hearing more about yourself and Mobility Live down the road. And also on the guest lineup today is Brad Culp. I think I got that right. Yep. He is Senior Vice President for WNA. How you doing, Brad?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Tell us about WNA.
So as I said before, WNA helps its clients get their most visible, most complex, most important initiatives done. We help them get them done on time. We help them get them done on budget, on spec. No surprises, great customer experience, and probably most importantly, getting things done and meeting the business expectation, accomplishing the business result at the end of the day.
Well, without giving away all your trade secrets, how do you do this?
You know, it's a combination of understanding process and understanding our client's business and bringing exceptional people that have the ability to kind of see around corners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a commonality we see with a lot of great innovators and thinkers out there, is they're able to see several moves ahead. So you have a systematic system in place to look at a business, see where they need help, and then put a plan together for them to grow. And so how long does this process take?
Well, it depends who you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, I mean, a small company can accomplish something great in 90 days. Mm-hmm. A company that, you know, a Fortune 50 company, it's a big ship. It can take years to turn that ship.
That long? Right. But then how long or how would a company know that they need your help or need to reach out to WNA?
It's, I think everybody knows when they need help. We provide something that they can't provide, and that's an objective perspective. So companies, they staff to their strengths, they staff to their core, and when they have to do something extraordinary, most of the time they go outside to get some help. And you know, our sweet spot is kind of at the top of those program organizations, helping to navigate the process from start to finish.
So you look at that, and if people know they need help, then they put a call into you over there, and then you can come out there. Do you take a whole team to kind of come out there and understand the company and what they need?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's always a team.
Right.
It's, you know, that there are, in any major, you know, a program could have thousands of people working on it, and it impacts business processes, it impacts technologies, it impacts organizations, people, metrics. So it takes a well-rounded, broad-based team to provide a perspective that covers all the bases.
And we're talking about mobility technology here today. How does that play into your workspace?
It's hard to imagine any kind of engagement that doesn't have some, that isn't impacted by mobility in some way. Mm-hmm. Mobility is embedded into just about everything we do. One of the things that's exciting about the mobility initiative at the Chamber is, as it's developed over time, we've created a successful model on how to do this, and we're looking at replicating it in the fintech area. And what we're discovering is there's a lot of overlap and a lot of intersection. And so you look at the phone, and the phone will become the payment platform of the future. You know, it's already you can pay for things with your phone. So virtually anything you think of, there's going to be a mobile impact.
Mm-hmm. And it's just growing. It's not stopping, like you said. As we, you know, go into the future, there will be more uses. That mobile device will be there to access all of your information.
Right now, there are probably about 4 billion connected devices on the planet. And within the next 5 years or so, that's probably going to go to 50 billion. So think about it. You got 7 billion people on the planet. That's 7 connected devices for every single person on the planet.
That's outstanding. I can't believe there's that many. Each person has room in their life for that many mobile devices.
Well, think about it, though. Your home security system mm-hmm. is a connected device, typically.
Okay, I see.
My furnace mm-hmm. is now a connected device. My garage door opener is a connected
device. Smart device.
I've got way more than my share of connected devices. But you think about it, and it's easy to come up. You know, one time when we were sitting around at Christmas, I counted the devices that were connected to the Wi-Fi hub in my house, and there were about 25 of them.
That many? Everything from the garage door opener to the computer, plus all the family's, you know, mobile devices.
Exactly.
Right. So, wow, I can't believe that.
So keeping track of those and getting them to play nicely together is a big deal.
It is.
And it's something that WNA focuses on.
That's right. WNA helps clients get their largest, most complex, and most visible initiatives done. Drives evolutionary business and process transformation, delivering business results with on-time, on-budget, on-spec initiatives. No surprises, exceptional client experience. So
you did that well.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just
you need a job?
Yeah, I've got 3 jobs actually. So this
excellent.
Is just
so
one.
There's room for one more.
That's right. Yeah, I also am a firearms instructor down here at a shooting range here in Roswell. So if you need any handgun teaching, come see me. I can get
collections and enforcement.
Yeah, that too. Right. So let's turn our attention again back to the mobility live. How your involvement is with that as a company or as an individual?
Absolutely. So WNA has been involved with the mobility initiative from the beginning, and one of the areas that we took on was skilled workforce. So right now, today in Atlanta, we have about, well, we have in excess of 100,000 mobility workers.
Is that right?
So it's a pretty significant number. Our job is to attract and grow and retain those resources, and it's a challenging job. You know, Chris mentioned the fact that we got students that will get through our institutions and then head out to Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. and our job is to keep them here, and I think we're doing a great job of that. We can always do a better job, but we've created the incubators, we've created internships to be able to get people involved in the local companies. And typically, you know, when a company agrees to take on interns, they want to keep them, mm-hmm. because they invest in those kids, and so they work hard to keep them. One of the things we're doing at Mobility Live is we have an internship summit. It's sponsored by our friends at Verizon, Jonathan LeCompte and his crew. And we're going to have about 10 employers that will have a fast pitch format where they'll introduce their company for a couple of minutes. And then last year we had well over 100 kids in the room, and we had set it up, a couple hours, I think it was. We had set it up for 2 hours.
Yep.
And at the end of 2 hours, there were still kids standing in line to talk to some of the folks that we had there. And we're always pleased to have people like the Weather Channel and Coca-Cola and the Home Depot and AT&T support this initiative. And they're all back again this year to do it again. We hope for even more kids this year at the internship summit.
Yeah, so your part, go ahead, Hillary.
I was going to say it's the third year. It's been around since the beginning of Mobility Live. And mm-hmm. it, like he said, it's really grown every year, and it's become a real integral part of the event.
Yeah, partnering with the university system here in Georgia to get the kids coming right out of college, get them into internship programs, not only benefits the company, but starts teaching them real work experience.
At KSU, they actually have a mobility curriculum and certificate at this point. And, you know, we're looking for more from Georgia Tech and UGA as well on that. And we are doing great things to get the kids exposed to mobility right out of the gate. And they're exposed whether they know it or not.
That's right. They've been using these devices their whole lives.
Exactly. And right. it's a cool place to be, and the kids are drawn to it, and we just want to make that better. The other thing that we're doing is we're bringing together and counting scholarships. So a good number of the folks that are involved in the Mobility Leadership Council are also involved in putting scholarships out there to help some of these kids get through school and continue to focus on mobility as a career choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and keep them here in Atlanta. They don't need to go out to the West Coast, to Silicon Valley. We've got a greater culture here in Atlanta. You know, all they have is tech. We have everything here in Atlanta.
Cost of living, weather. You know, and I grew up in the Silicon Valley, so, you know, I mean, the weather's good, but hey, our weather's good here
too. I know, right. This time of year is why we all live here in Atlanta, these great, crisp fall days.
We call it Chamber of Commerce weather.
Okay.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Outside. That's when we bring the prospects to the Chamber of Commerce.
Love it.
Come, right. come to Atlanta. Well,
one other thing we do at Mobility Live is WNA sponsors something we call Mobility Stars.
Okay.
And basically what that is recognizing about five of the best and brightest in Atlanta, people that have made a significant impact on our city and in our industry. Last year, we recognized, among others, Glenn Lurie from AT&T, Jonathan LeCompte from Verizon Wireless, Tom Daly from Coke. I love what Tom Daly says. Tom says, I vision a future where everybody has a cell phone in one hand to pay for the Coke in the other. It's perfect.
Nice. So and so what do you do to recognize them? Do you just call them up on stage and give them an award, or do you actually shower them with gifts, or what do y'all do?
Yeah, gifts and riches, trips, you know, pensions, you name it. No, it's an opportunity for us to publicly recognize their accomplishments. They, you know, we give them an award that they can put on their shelf in their mm-hmm. office, and we recognize them. And you know, I think if you go look on YouTube, last year's And the year before, the presentations are out there, so it's out there for posterity.
Now, I think that's great to recognize people. Not only are those folks getting the recognition they deserve, but there's somebody waiting in the wings that says, hey, I want to be that guy next year, and kind of spearheading the, you know, the mobility right. in that
area. And it's not just the person that's on stage. It's the team that stands behind that person for the things they've accomplished.
Thank you for saying that. You're absolutely right. The team makes it happen, for sure.
And Brad mentioned some big players there, but we also have had professors. We've had people who have created their own startups. So it's really, it's a good representation of everyone who's involved.
Yeah, from the small startup to the large successful corporation, everywhere in between. I think the common thread there is they're all based here in Atlanta.
Yep.
So, which we love.
The other interesting thing, and I mentioned the FinTech initiative a minute ago, but we're already seeing the cross-pollination of FinTech and mobility. And FinTech, if in case you don't know, is really related to financial services and technology. You know, it's a combination of the two. How do you pay for things? Mm-hmm. How do you interact with the ecosystem, from the merchant to, you know, the back end payment processors, mm-hmm. to the end customer.
Right.
And we've got several folks from the fintech industry that are presenting at Mobility Live, including folks from First Data and Psionic and NCR. So a mix of startup companies and established larger companies. Mm-hmm. And it's a really exciting time to be involved in mobility, to be involved in fintech, and to be involved in Atlanta.
Yeah, mobility crosses all industries and intersects with other important initiatives, including fintech here in Atlanta. And I saw a percentage, I think it was 60% of all payments processed in the world are done here in Atlanta. Silicon Valley's not doing that, are they?
No.
That's Atlanta for you. And the payments processing and being a hub of all kinds of industries.
Exactly. And a lot of mobile payment technology right here in Atlanta as well. And that's right in the intersection point of those mm-hmm. two areas.
Yeah. And it's only growing. There's only going to be more need for it, both, here locally and internationally. So we look for those industries to continue to thrive and grow here in the Atlanta area, for sure. So what are you looking forward to most, though, at Atlanta Mobility Live?
You know, the whole event, and I say the whole event, Mobility Live and the GSMA's Mobile 360, is just an incredible gathering of some of the brightest minds, not only in the city, but in the world. Mm-hmm. And so being able to interact with those folks and to hear the exciting things that they're working on, they're doing, and being able to share that with the students that are going to be there, mm-hmm. Because last year, and I'm sure the year before as well, but the students come for the internship summit and that sort of thing, but they also come to attend the events and to interact with the folks that are there. So it's just a great environment of interaction and learning, and
it's going to be great. The whole thing. Yeah, you're going to be there both days.
Absolutely. Yeah,
from open to close, you can find Brad Culp there. And Hillary, any idea of how many total attendees you had last year or are expecting this year?
Yeah, so the first year we had 450, which we were very happy with our first year. Last year we had about 950, so we more than doubled our number. And mm-hmm. then this year we're expecting around 1,200.
All right, so that's a great number of people.
Yeah, we're tracking pretty well so far.
Yes,
so I think we're going to hit our goal.
Sounds good, mm-hmm. and certainly will be a great experience for anyone, again, who's interested in the mobility space or is out there looking to get into the industry themselves, being a young student or someone who's looking for a career change, perhaps, as
exactly.
well. So Brad Culp, Senior Vice President of WNA, thank you for joining us. If people want to get in touch with you or your corporation, how would they do so?
Brad.Culp@WNA-LTD.com.
Okay. Very good. So look for Brad if you have any questions about his organization or getting involved at the mobility space. He'd be happy to talk to you. So thank you so much for taking the time here today. Please go have a great time at Atlanta Mobility Live. Take a bunch of pictures. Tweet us here at Business Radio X. Some of those great opportunities down there. And let's revisit with our guest here before we get out. Again, Hillary Champagne with the Metro Atlanta Chamber. Got Mobility Live coming up October 28th and 29th at the Georgia World Congress Center. People can get tickets online. What's that website again?
www.mobilitylive.org. And feel free to reach out to me, H. Champagne, C-H-A-M-P-A-G-N-E, at MACOC.com. Happy to give you any info.
That's right. And she's also on LinkedIn. So if you just look up Hillary Champagne there, people can connect with you there
absolutely.
As well. Very good. And so when you're not out there planning great events and you're not out there working for the Metro Chamber, what do you like to do on your weekends here in Atlanta, particularly to enjoy yourself?
Well, my favorite thing to do is to go out to eat, but my husband and I just bought a house, so we're pretty broke right now. So now I'm learning to cook out of necessity.
So maybe going over to Whole Foods, getting a fresh batch of groceries, coming home and cooking up with the husband and enjoying it.
I was never much of a chef, but I'm having to learn now because our nights of going out to dinner are less.
Well, very good. Well, continued success there with all your good work. And if we here at Business Radio X can help you out and serve your mission, please let us know. We'd love to have a presence there at Atlanta Mobility Live, as well as coming back in the studio maybe after the event to talk about the success of it or bring in some attendees as well to get their point of view.
We would love that. Let's make it happen.
Definitely. So thank you, Hillary Champagne, Metro Atlanta Chamber. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Huff. Weather Channel, what's new for you over there outside of Mobility Live? Are you guys trying to upgrade the app here as we speak?
Yeah, we've got a big release coming up that we'll launch in the App Store for iPhone at the end of the month. And so we're excited about that. We just announced our really the first ever digitally created morning show that's going to feature Al Roker. We're calling it The Lift. And so that will actually debut on our newly redesigned app that's coming out at the end of the month.
So no other way to access other than the app?
Completely digital focused from the ground up, being put together, produced, and recorded all for digital mobile audience.
That may be a first of its kind for any network out
there. It is.
Yeah, doing a morning show strictly for digital devices.
That's
it. So, wow, look forward to that. When can people expect to see that?
So at the end of the month. Okay. We plan to launch around the 29th, I believe, somewhere in the end of the month.
That's a good day.
Very exciting.
Second day of Mobility Live.
Yes, we got a big launch there. So,
and you don't want to miss that because the next release of the app will allow you to actually manipulate the weather.
It doesn't surprise me. The Weather Channel is that powerful for sure. They probably can. So Chris Huff, tell people again how they get in touch with you. Or the Weather Channel.
Yes, so you can reach out to me at chris.huff@weather.com or follow me on Twitter at cphuff.
Very good. And so when you're not out there creating the world's greatest apps or participating in Mobility Live conferences, what do you like to do when you're off time to kind of unwind and refocus?
So I have two young girls, so just playing with them. I love sports of any kind. I play volleyball, football, baseball, just any kind of sporting activity. So my daughters have started to get into volleyball, so I love doing that on the weekends.
So a family man who loves sports, loves mobility, and has got a hand in the Weather Channel as well. So much success going forward to you and the guys over there, the team at the Weather Channel. Thank you so much for joining us, and love to have you back in the studio sometime, maybe when the app launches, and we can get some feedback from you there on how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Chris Huff, Vice President Engineering for the Weather Channel, thank you for joining us. And Brad Culp, Senior Vice President, WNA. What are you looking to do at WNA for the rest of the year and maybe next year in 2016?
Well, we're deep into mobility, Mobility Live at this point, and actually the very same week is Money 2020 out in Las Vegas, and that's part of our fintech push. So we're pushing hard on both fintech and mobility through the end of this year. And
so you'll go out there and be in attendance at that trade show or conference and just be soaking it all
in
out there?
Yeah, and then take the red eye back and jump into Mobility Live.
Okay. So you got a busy few weeks ahead of you for sure, but thank you so much for taking the time out here today. Remind our listeners again how they can find out more information about you, please.
Yeah, www.wna-ltd.com and brad.culp@wna-ltd.com.
Sounds good. And so when you're not just changing the world of mobility yourself or helping companies succeed, what do you like to do when you're off time?
Kind of a little bit of the same as Chris. I have one child left at home, try and spend as much time with her as I can.
Nice.
And Atlanta's got some terrific running trails.
I was going to say, you look very athletic. So I was going to say, you're either out there playing tennis or running or doing something.
Just running around Stone Mountain or up the Suwannee Greenway or the Alpharetta Greenway. And then in the wintertime, I head out west and hit the slopes on the snowboard.
All right. So catch Brad in his dust if you can out there on the Alpharetta Greenway. And do reach out to him if you have any questions about getting involved with them helping you and your company succeed. Thank you very much for taking the time out to join us today here on Atlanta Business Radio. Just to remind our listeners, if your company is doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor for making all this happen. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.